straight in the world, and it is worth fighting for, and it is worth bleeding for, and if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
All right, what's going on, America, and welcome to a new episode of the Dear America podcast. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Monday. I am recuperating from the massive church tour that we just went on. It was absolutely insane. Everywhere we went, it was packed to the brim. The tour started in Tennessee, then went to Indiana, then back to Tennessee, then to Tulsa, Oklahoma, then to Lowell, Arkansas, then back to Tennessee again, got home after like 36 hours of no sleep, had Sunday, got up, went to church. I've had like six church services in the past 7 days, but either way, and now it's right back to the old grindstone, and doing the episode. I want to say this, it was amazing to see. These church services were not like Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. No, they're just randomly through the week. Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday. These were like revival type services. And I will say this, it was really cool, especially in Lowell, Arkansas. Man, I mean, the weather was horrible. It was raining. They had to put everybody into a tent. And I mean, this wasn't like a fancy air-conditioned heated tent. No, this was just a tent. And you want to talk about packed to the absolute brim, this tent. I mean, people were there to have an encounter with God. It was really, really awesome. There was a testimony of a man that was healed of brain cancer, right? Okay. And you know, the same people that was like, I don't believe any of that. You're the same people that burn sage through your house because you believe crystals can heal you. So I don't hear it. My God can heal. And this man had like stage 4 brain, inoperable brain cancer. And now it's gone. It's gone. And, you know, I mean, it was an amazing experience. It was especially an amazing experience because the Americanized church, I got to give credit where it's due. My buddy Greg Locke said this. The American church goer idolizes the clock at the back of the wall more than they do going there for Jesus, right? Like everybody wants to get in, get out as quick as possible. And these people didn't have nowhere to go, didn't have nowhere else to be. They were there for an encounter and an experience. And that to me was just amazing. So it was an amazing experience. It gave me a all new level of, you know, respect for evangelists, I guess you would say, people that do that all year round, just traveling all over the place. Cause it's tough, man. You know, obviously I've traveled for a long time now, but yeah, like that it was a lot. And I will say this, one thing I was not expecting, I was super pumped about the tour bus. It is a lot harder to sleep on a tour bus than people like let you know. And so the people that have lived their lives on tour buses for 20, 30 years, I don't know how you do it. Maybe I just haven't broken into it well enough yet. There's probably going to be a lot of tours in the future, but man, it was not as easy to sleep on that thing as you think. So it was a long couple of days, you know, a lot of different states, a lot of different towns. And then you go in there and you got to be on, right? And so anyway, great, great stuff. I love seeing that. I love seeing people that are tired of church as we have it today. But believe it or not, that's not what we have to talk about today. We got to talk about two ridiculous things in the world we live in. We got this weird stuff again of comparing Trump to Jesus. I don't get it. I got nothing against Trump. Everybody knows where I stand with that, but I have a big problem with this whole comparing a man to Jesus. And we'll talk about that. And then last but not least, we have AOC speaking in the eloquent way that she does about how people who have a problem with drag queen story hours are basically homosexuals that just, you know, haven't come out of the closet yet. But before we get into all that, let's get into a sponsor. All right, what's going on, everybody? Listen, buy gold and get a free safe to store it in. That's right. On qualifying purchases from Birch Gold Group now through March 31st, they'll ship a free safe directly to your door. All you got to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get a free info kit on how gold and diversifying your portfolio into precious metals can protect your money from the disaster dumpster fire that is the Biden economy. Here's the deal. The Fed keeps raising rates because it's the only tool they have to keep inflation under control, and it's not working. You can't spend your way out of inflation. So you've seen the impact on the stock market. You've seen the impact on your savings. Hedge inflation by owning gold. Whether physical gold and silver in your safe or through an IRA in precious metals where you can hold real gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied customers. Text the word Graham to 989898 right now for your free info kit on gold and to claim the eligibility for your free home safe by March 31st. Again, you owe it to your family. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your money. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. All right, so first up on the insanity that is our world today. By the way, if your children are listening, this is probably not an episode for them to listen to. Get them out of the car or mute this episode in 3, 2, 1. Okay, gave you your warning. Here we go. New York Post is reporting that a trans woman is left sobbing in the JFK airport after a TSA agent hit her testicles. That's literally what it says. I, you know, you would think that that would be a typo. It is not. It says a trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. All right, let's read a little further. Maybe I'm just, I don't know, projecting, as AOC will say, against this. Let's see here. A transgender woman was left in tears, blah, 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 after testicles. The unidentified flyer took to social media to vent about the incident, because that's what we do, in which she said the agent humiliated her, emphasis on her, in front of everyone in a series of posts that have since been deleted. Of course they have. Hi. So a TSA agent just punched me in the genitalia, yelled at me for having a penis, and humiliated me in front of everyone after I told her to please stop. She captioned a photo. Oh, so, okay. So this was a girl. This was a man. Pretend I get it now. Check this out. Okay, so this is what really happened. All right, this is a dude pretending to be a woman, right? Okay, so when she's got to go get her random bag check, which we've all had to do those. I've had many a dude credit card swipe me, if you know what I'm getting at. All right. So this dude's pretending to be a chick. They either are just accepting that or they don't realize it's a guy. So they send a girl to go check him out, right? Because that's the way TSA works. If you got to get, you got to get swiped down. If you're a dude, you get a dude. If you're a girl, you get a girl. So what most likely has happened here is a girl was assigned to go swipe this dude down that they thought was a girl. And when chick found out that chick wasn't a chick and in fact had a penis and testicles, the TSA agent probably was not happy and probably exhibited quite a bit of anger and frustration, and rightfully so. If this was, this almost sounds like a scene from the old show, and I won't say the name because this is a Christian show, but you know what I'm talking about, Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O and everything. They would do these pranks, right? This seems like that. Like, okay, I'm going to dress up as a girl. I'm going to get strip searched or whatever, patted down by the TSA agent. They're going to give me a girl TSA agent. She's going to figure out I'm a guy. It's going to be this huge explosion, et cetera. If anything, the TSA agent should sue this man because this is a man. When are we going to stop in this country giving in to actual insanity? Okay. People can't be crazy anymore. This is an insane, mentally perverted man. This is a biological man. This isn't a transgender woman. There is no such thing. Okay. That is a lie. That is giving in to mental illness. There is no such thing as transgender woman. This is a biological man that has mental perversion. The end. And if anything, he sexually assaulted a female TSA agent in this because a female TSA agent operated as though he was a she. And then when the TSA female, the biological female TSA agent found out that she was a he after swiping up and feeling what should not be there. Name something that has never happened to a real woman. You ready? You know something that's never happened to a real woman? A real woman has never had her testicles felt by a TSA agent because real women don't have those. So if anything, if I was the TSA agent, I would sue this person for sexual assault. That's what I would do. And rightfully so, because it's time to get rid of this insanity, and it's time to stop just giving in to the insanity in our culture because people just feel like they can be whatever they want to be whenever they want to be it. And there is no reality. There is no substance across the board. Let's see here. If I can get my internet to act right, we got another subject to talk about of, again, insanity across the board. Why is my internet not working? Every day that goes by, I get more and more and more irritated with internet providers, because you pay for the top internet and nothing, literally nothing. We are dead in the water. What is going on? Okay, I guess I'll just go to my phone and read this here. Oh, it's because it's from CNN, probably. There is your first mistake. All right, here we go. Now, again, remember what I said that, you know, Chris Rock has a new special out called Selective Outrage. And this is, again, I think it's all mental illness, but here we go. So we had blackface. Everybody remember that? Everybody remember blackface? You know, can't do that. Can't do blackface if you're white, but you can do whiteface if you're black. But either way, this is an actual article that came out yesterday from CNN. Again, this is a real article. These are people that have given this a lot of thought, done a lot of research on this, and they have decided to write it and publish it in some of the biggest outlets in the world. Here we go. What's digital blackface? Oh, God. And why is it wrong when white people use it? All right. Maybe you shared a viral video of Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins telling a reporter after narrowly escaping an apartment fire, "Ain't nobody got time for that." Oh, I remember that. I remember that video. Perhaps you posted that meme of supermodel Tyra Banks exploding in anger on America's Next Top Model, or maybe you've simply posted popular GIFs. Actually, I think the creator said that it's pronounced GIFs. But either way, such as one of the NBA great Michael Jordan crying, or of drag queen RuPaul declaring, "Girl, I promise you I've never posted that one." If you're black and you've shared such images online, you get a pass. But if you're white, you may have inadvertently perpetuated one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism. You may be wearing digital blackface. I'm going to read that entire paragraph one more time, because the insanity is wow. It is incredible. All right. The dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life. Here we go. CNN. If you're black and you've shared such images online, like of black people in GIFs or GIFs or whatever you want to call it, you get a pass. But if you're white, you may have inadvertently perpetuated one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism. You may be wearing digital blackface. Just blow the planet up. now. Just end it all. Asteroid, just pew, pew, just blow us all up as we speak. I can't. I don't want to live in a world where this is considered intellectual thought. And then I also love the inadvertent real racism that says if you're black, you can do it. But if you're white, you are a racist. What a crock. Anyway, what is digital blackface? Digital blackface is a practice where white people co-opt online expressions of black imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to convey comic relief or express emotions. God forbid we get some comic relief up in this place, because Lord knows we need it. But whatever. This is the stupidest thing I've ever read in my life. There's more important things that one must do. I have to change out, you know, filters in my air vents today. I have important things to do besides read this garbage and nonsense. I got nothing, man. I really do. I got nothing. This is so dumb. All right, guys. Many of you may know this. You may not know this, but I actually have asthma from my time in the wars, the burn pits, etc. And so the air being pure, the air being good is a very, very big deal to me. And that's why here in my home, we use Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. This is proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With over 300,000 units already sold, you know it works. Smells gone. Cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, whatever, aromas gone. And for those of you who may struggle with lung issues like myself, this is the thing for you. It's what I use. It's what keeps me and my family breathing healthy. So right now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for your whole home protection. That's right. You get three of them, goes all through your house in your most visited, most frequented areas. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, kitchen, whatever. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's Eden, E-D-E-N, Pure, P-U-R-E, Deals.com. EdenPureDeals.com and put in the discount code Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Graham, and shipping is free. Go now. Okay. All right. Let's go to, so this is a clip. It's like 22 seconds. It's short. But this is some lady talking about Trump. Now, the person who said this is obviously an anti-Trump person. And their basic thing was, President Trump is our savior. Screaming from the top of my lungs for those who haven't figured it out yet. It's a cult. Get out. Repent. I've been saying this. I don't understand what this whole comparison of Jesus and Trump is. I mean, I have been speaking out against this. I don't like this, but let's listen to it and let's make sure we're not overreacting really quick. Let's just hear what this lady has to say
about your decision regarding our precious president, Donald J. Trump. Yeah. How would you like to be in his shoes? His torture brings to mind what Jesus Christ went through to save us. President Trump is our savior in this country. There's no one else who can make us whole and great again. Please do not continue.
Whoa. Everything about that clip was anti-biblical. Our precious president, Donald Trump. Okay, all right, maybe you can get a pass there. What Jesus endured is very similar to what President Trump is enduring now. What? Jesus was persecuted and beaten to an inch of his life, a crown of thorns jammed upon his head, forced to carry a cross of which he would be nailed to, and then tortured horrifically for hours until he eventually died, had a spear pierce his side, and then forgave all of humanity their sins and took on the sins of the world so we can give everlasting life or have everlasting life, excuse me, by accepting Jesus into our hearts. Explain to me how any persecution that Trump is experiencing is anywhere close to that. Not to mention the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, right? Trump is a dude. Also, President Trump is the savior of our country? No. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, 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 no. No. The savior of our country, the savior of our world is Jesus Christ alone. That is it. Anything else said other than that is blasphemous. Anything else said other than that is, if it's not blasphemy, it has got to be the most naive, ill-advised statement that I have heard yet. I mean, this stuff is getting crazy now, okay? I got nothing against Trump. Everybody knows this. I'm voting for Trump, okay? Trump is not Jesus. People, we got to stop this. We got to stop. You have to stop doing this. Trump is not Jesus. The persecution and what Jesus went through to save us and cleanse us, give us the ability to accept him into our hearts, to cleanse us of our sin, is not even comparable to the persecution that Donald Trump is receiving. Is Trump being persecuted against? Absolutely. Again, if you were to say, just like the Bible says, Christians will be persecuted, you get a pass there because that's correct. To say just like, to say it's comparable to Jesus, that's blasphemous. That's not true. And then to say that President Trump is the savior of our country, that is also not true. There is only one savior. There is only one savior to the country. There is only one savior to the world. And that is Jesus Christ. The end. Close the book. Shut up. You're wrong. That's not correct. It's wrong. Okay. Moving on. All right. Let's go to our last clip of the day. This is going to be AOC doing what AOC does, saying stupid things here. We got some computer malfunctions with Twitter not wanting to come through the desktop, but I'm just going to play what AOC says through the phone, and then you can think for yourself. Here we go.
Many of these disgusting and insinuating attacks on trans and LGBT people are actually projections of what predatory cisgender and often straight men do when left alone in the presence of women, or sometimes horribly, children. So instead of getting you to challenge the patriarchy, they're trying to get you to challenge the very gender expressiveness that challenges patriarchy.
Okay. Possibly a contestant for the just dumbest statement of all time. Okay. AOC, because she loves drag queens, is saying that straight men who have a problem with grown men dressing as women, reading story times and sexually explicit content to your children. Straight men, she didn't say women, but straight men specifically, because the patriarchy, right? Anyone that, any straight cisgender male, in other words, a man, right? A man that appears as a man, acts like a man, walks, talks, is a man. Cisgender male that has a problem with sexually grooming and indoctrinating our children. The only reason we have a problem with that is because secretly, deep down, we want to piddle around with kids ourselves. So I guess we're upset that the drag queens get to do what we really want to do. I guess that's the point she's trying to make, that we're projecting homosexual, closeted drag behavior because we don't want our children to be sexualized or groomed. Everything that just came out of her mouth is demonic. First of all, it's evil. All right. Borderline like a Jezebel spirit, I would say. In fact, I've just been doing some deep dives about Jezebel in the Bible. And every single time the Jezebel spirit is surrounded by, in the Bible, surrounded by eunuchs, surrounded by beta males. Look who AOC is surrounded by. Look at her boyfriend or husband or whatever it is. Like, she is surrounded by, there ain't an alpha male in the room with AOC. She is the alpha male. All right. So, you know, Jezebel vibes going on there. But either way, I digress. All right. Listen up, everybody. Don't fall for the free phone deals from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. It's just another trick to lock you into a long-term contract that'll cost you a fortune every single month. Instead, why don't you get a brand new iPhone 12 from Pure Talk for just $12 a month at 0% interest and no contract. You can literally leave at any time. Get a new iPhone 5G service and cut your cell phone bill in half. That's why I am a Pure Talk customer, and that's why you should be too. Choose from a variety of unlimited talk and text plans starting at $30 a month with plenty of high-speed data, all backed up by a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter the promo code Graham Allen. That's my full name, to save 50% off your first month. An iPhone 12 for $12 a month and save on your monthly bill. All you got to do is go to puretalk.com, promo code Graham Allen. Restrictions apply. See site for details. It's the craziest argument I've ever heard. Hey, we don't want you sexualizing or grooming our children in any way. This is America, okay? I'm not projecting my Christian values on you and forcing you to do that. I would love for you to come to church, but in America, hey, you want to do drag? You want to do a drag show with a bunch of other adults and do a drag show? Hey, this is America. I don't agree with it morally, but it's America. So go do that. You want to do it in front of kids? We got a problem because you're not doing that in front of our children. So what is the response from people that are pro that? They're like, oh, well, obviously you're a closeted homosexual or a closeted drag queen yourself. So you're just projecting because you're not advanced enough in the understanding of yourself that you actually want to do this too. And you're just mad that you're not the one that's able to do it, because secretly you beat and abuse women and you secretly beat and abuse children too, probably. That is always the response from the left when you combat this sexual perversion that is going on in our country. They don't come back at you with facts. They don't come back at you with, oh, it's not that way. They come back at you with the most vitriol, sexualized, just perverted attacks possible, because they don't have arguments to really combat it with facts. All they can do is try to attack you with, I don't know, attacks that I think they guess is going to bother us. Do you think I care if AOC thinks that I'm some kind of closeted homosexual or some kind of closeted drag queen, because I don't want grown men dressed as women reading sexualized content and being sexual in front of small children? No, I could care less what AOC thinks. I don't care. Sex and kids in any regard, whether you, I don't care. I don't care what you have to say. Dressing in drag is sexual in nature. The entire purpose of the LGBTQ community is their sexuality. Okay. It is rooted, foundationalized, and it is perpetuated in sexuality. The end. The end. Okay? And I have a problem with any of that across the board. In fact, well, when it comes with to our children, morally, religiously, I have a problem with it in general. But in America, okay, I get it. We live in America, okay? In America, you can do what you want. Got it. With other adults. When you involve the children, we got a problem. And to prove it to you, that I am equal across the board. Everybody gets equal treatment. I saw this TikTok video the other day of, I don't know which one was a teacher or if they both were a teacher, but they had their wedding in the classroom and their kids in the classroom were a part of the wedding. It was a male and a female, heterosexual couple. Why? I got a problem with that too. Why are you having a wedding in front of these elementary school kids in an elementary school classroom? That's weird. That doesn't make any sense either. It's the same thing I would say to anybody. If I'm walking around in the mall and I see a guy and a girl making out in the middle of the mall, I'm saying something. Hey, there's kids walking around here. Go find a room. Get out of here. You can't do that stuff here. It is the sexualizing of our children across the board. I don't care if it's the alphabet community. I don't care if it's the heterosexual community. I don't care. Get the sexualization of our kids out of there across the board. There's no reason to have a wedding, a heterosexual wedding, in an elementary school classroom with your elementary school kids there. Why? That's weird. Don't do that. That's weird. Don't do it. Okay? As a fellow heterosexual myself, I'm telling you, that's weird. Stop doing that. That doesn't make sense. That's not normal adult behavior. Okay? I would venture to say it's not normal adult behavior to want to hang out with kids all the time. That's weird. If they're not your kids or you don't have a job specifically related to children, i.e. teacher, counselor, whatever, that's weird. Stop doing that. Are you a big brother at Big Brother? Like is your job to, or your side job to help underprivileged kids, like have some kind of father figure or mother figure? If not, that's weird. Don't hang out. Why are you wanting to hang out with kids all the time? It's weird. Don't do it. The alphabet community. I got a problem with virtually everything that you do from a moral standpoint and just from an American standpoint. Keep it away from the kids. Okay? This is America. All right? I realize everybody doesn't have the same religion as me. And I realize that there are homosexual conservatives on the political landscape of things. Fine. If you want to, this is America. I get it. You want to be a homosexual in America? Go do what you do, right? Okay, you got that right in America. You don't have that right in Christianity, but that's another conversation for another day. But in America, you got that right. Go do what you do in your own home and mind your own business, just like I would tell anybody else. But that's not where we live. That's not what's going on. They're going after the kids. Because if they can get the kids, this current generation of children, if they can get them, they have every generation moving forward. Because kids are the most impressionable. They're the easiest to get to believe the nonsensical things that you can be whatever you want and gender is a construct, etc. They're going after your kids. And if you're not going to stand up and fight for your kids, then what are you going to stand up and fight for? That's all I got for this episode of the Dear America podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to share this with 5 friends. And if you are not subscribed for the automatic downloads, make sure that you're subscribed to this. Leave us a rating. Leave us 5 stars. It helps us in the polls. That's all we have for this episode. We'll see you all again next time.